coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
I've often wondered why there wasn't much information on this for so long. So long. And the major scriptures that I referred to with regards to this, I was amazed to have not seen anyone write on those things. Or preach them with those verses. How could this be so obvious? Maybe because they were appointed for the last dance. Maybe. Maybe. And so I implore you to make sure you listen to these messages. Listen to them so that you can warn yourself. Listen to them again and again and see the different scriptural exegesis that I gave you on the subject. It'd be helpful. I think it will be helpful. And so the Lord is leading us, showing us things that have been in the Word that we may have ignored or probably been even fully ignorant of. But getting to know them will help immensely in taking actions. Actions. For example, I shared with you during the Your Love World programs. Now, I really wanted to know some things. Why was our world going the direction it was going in spite of a lot of preaching in the churches? You know, God's people around the world were doing a lot of beautiful things. They were more excited about Jesus today than most had been. In fact, some even saw that it was fashionable to be a Christian. But the Lord began to show me that these were really the problems. Why so much trouble in the world? Why very little peace? And I showed you at that time what the Lord directed me to. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 2. And I read it to you. And we found out that generally, in most churches around the world, nobody really cared about the scripture. And yet, the answer was right there. From verse 1. I exhort therefore that first of all, I said, who has prioritized this? In which churches do you find them praying like this? First of all, a priority. Supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. All nations of men. I said, in how many churches were they gathering to pray for all nations? And I mean seriously. Most didn't bother about this scripture, knew nothing of it. Go on. For kings and for all that are in authority, heads of schools. Major influential institutions in nations and states and cities. Did they know a church in a certain community? Did they know they needed to pray for their mayor? And all those who were in that structure? Did they even know they needed to pray for all the people in their community? It says for all men. Even at different levels of societal structures, if we were even doing that, following the catchment, you know, for different churches, these things were not happening. But they were excited and dancing and shouting. In fact, the churches became theaters for demonstrating worldly and carnal behaviors. Look at what the Bible says. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. This was what they wanted. So they cry, there's so much corruption. Look at honesty. Did you want honesty in your city? Look at the answer. Did you want a peaceable life in all godliness? Look at the answer. And yet, to get this, what the Lord said to do was not done. And at that time, I spoke and I said, let's first quickly deal with the issue of COVID. As I will talk to the churches later on about what the real problems have been. And I did. And this was one of the things that I pointed out to you. Most were carried away by the message of faith to get whatever they wanted. And those who didn't believe in the message of faith went on the other side. And they needed the message, but they condemned it. And those who got it used it for selfish interests. Just go back in your mind and listen to the testimonies that most people gave back then, before COVID. It was always about how they applied their faith to get something they wanted. The selfishness, the greed that had entered the churches of God. So much greed. The measurement of success was so carnal and so worldly. And I said to you at the time, This was one reason God didn't need to fight for the churches when they were shut down. There was no need. Why? I said they were not gathering places for Christ. They were gathering places for their worldly lusts. That's why. And that's why it was also very easy for many ministers and Christians to accept the lies that they were told. Because truth was not strong in their hearts. So deception was very easy to come. And they were swept away so easily. And what does the Bible say about the last days? One of the signs said that there will be a great falling away. Apostasy. So, you need to use the Word of God to warn yourself and prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord. Prepare yourself.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.